Mr. President, Excellencies, this Emergency Security Council meeting has been called because a mere week after Russia sent drones into Poland, three Russian MiG-31 fighter jets, with their transponders off, entered Estonian airspace without authorization and lingered for 12 minutes. On the same day, two Russian fighter jets violated the security zone over the Polish drilling platform in our economic zone in the Baltic Sea. If these were accidents, why not immediately acknowledge them and apologize? We have given Russia a pass in the past in such circumstances. But we have not heard any apologies, only lies. Together with the intensification of attacks on Ukraine, they seem to be an eloquent comment on, quote, moving from confrontation to dialogue, end quote, promised by Vladimir Putin in Alaska. These breaches of airspace are suspect because they are an escalation of hybrid war which Russia has waged against the West for years. Murders of politicians, journalists, human rights defenders and defectors, cyber attacks against hospitals and financial institutions, arsons, including in Poland, UK and Lithuania, postal packages containing incendiary devices all over Europe, including Germany, attacks on Ukrainian embassies, in addition to standard espionage and disinformation. Excellencies, this Council has a responsibility to send a clear message that such provocations will not be tolerated. It must stand in solidarity with Estonia, Romania, Poland, and all nations whose sovereignty is threatened by systemic Russian aggression. To the representatives of Russia, I have this to say. We know you don't care for international law, and you are incapable of living in peace with your neighbors. Your insane nationalism contains a lust for domination that will not cease until you realize that the age of empires is over and that your empire will not be rebuilt. Every drone strike by the heroes of the armed forces of Ukraine, may God bless them, brings this day closer. Your three-day special military operation can't even conquer Donbas for 10 years now. But the potential for criminal, catastrophic Russian mistakes is still there. By ordering mobilization in 1914, you precipitated the start of World War I, which bled Europe white and led to your Bolshevik Revolution. By signing the Hitler-Stalin Pact, you helped launch World War II, the bloodiest in history. By Sovietizing Central Europe, you caused the Cold War. Don't start another one. We are peaceful democracies who have studiously avoided actively joining your attempt to reconquer Ukraine. But we will not be intimidated. I have only one request to the Russian government. If another missile or aircraft enters our space without permission, deliberately or by mistake, and gets shot down and the wreckage falls on NATO territory, please don't come here to whine about it. You have been warned. Thank you.